This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the
right.
American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for just paying attention, being around, dealing with us, talking with us, having fun with us. I think you're having fun with us. I'm having fun with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I still want to have some fun here. So we're going to get to Katie Hill's resignation speech in a few minutes. Which is, I mean, it is a classic, not my fault, it's a right-wing plot to get rid of me, and I've done nothing wrong, and it's all their fault. It's all about, you know, the thing that came out of that speech was, it's a man's fault, it's men, it's because of men, it's because men are so bad, because they came after me, because I'm a woman. Which, I mean, it's just like, come on. You know, what I was doing, if you ever go back and get at my last hour, we were talking about how the left spins this news so much. And there's so many stories that go by, like, quietly. Right? Nothing there. Like, there's nothing to look at. So the beloved Snopes that everybody loves so much, I want you to think about something. So just for giggles, as I was putting together information for the last story, I needed so much more time to do it, but it's okay. The question is asked, did the U.S. Republican representative, Omar, marry her brother? You know what they come with? Unproven. Now, there's all kinds of documentation. Right? I mean, there was some of it you can't find anymore. Right? They put it under unfounded rumors because they can't find anything that proves that that guy is her brother or whatever because of the name. They may not have started off with the same. Just all kinds of garbage. Really that simple. Right? So when you look at this, you look what's going on, you have to stop and say to yourself, what is it? Why would they do something like this? What are they hiding? Well, there's another Democrat that's off the charts that they're trying to cover for. And then you see how they're tearing up. Now, I'm giving you shorties right now because I'm not going to go into detail about this. I really want to get into the speech in a few minutes. And then how the left is covering these middlemen, right, that may have got money together for, through Rudy Giuliani for President Trump's inauguration, right? I mean, God, these guys, business tycoons, maybe money from Saudis, maybe money from other people. Oh, my God, he got money from overseas to go ahead and do his big inauguration party because he spent so much money on it. You know, first of all, you ever hear the story about, you know, the kid who cried wolf? That's what the Democrats have been since the day President Trump got elected. Since the day. They haven't stopped the impeachment process, the nasty process. Well, you guys on the left that are listening tonight for whatever reason, got some bad news for you. The AP says the middlemen that helped the Saudis also helped Obama. That's right. The Saudis gave Obama big bucks for his inauguration. But why didn't she find that anywhere? Why didn't she find it at the time? Why wasn't it plastered all over the place? Because as you've heard other people say, you know, think about something. Greta Van Susten, not a hardcore right wing. Bobby Beckel, again, not a hardcore right wing. And others have said when they were on the air during the Obama administration, they got calls to knock it off. They got calls from the White House as to what to say, how to say, and what not to say. Where's my left friend screaming about that? Where are you? The same thing here with the middlemen that helped give, you know, finance his inauguration party. You didn't hear much about it, did you? Donations from Sheikh Mohammed El Rabini, or Rabani, maybe he's part of Italian, I don't know. And a few others from that group. They tried to say the Obama inauguration committees were funneled through seasoned straw donors. Right? This is now the AP has finally done their analysis to see if there's anything there. 4 years later, or not really, 8 years later, really. And they have. They have found connections. They have found ties. But you won't. Nobody in the left will cover this. You won't see this on MSNBC or CNN or any of those. Why not? I'm just curious. Right? When you have foreign money coming in like that, and Obama was probably one of the first. It's been a long time since I did that story, but he was one of the first, or the first, to get millions and millions, again, in small donations. Some of them, they weren't able to trace back. How is that? Because you're supposed to mark everything. Everything that comes in, you're supposed to know where it comes from. Right? So, again, I say to you, it's that double standard. The left-wing media only reports on what they think are, you know, right-wing failures, right-wing lawbreakers. In my case, what, a right-wing agent or whatever, operative. What is that anyway? Right-wing? I'm out in the open. Definitely not a community organizer by any stretch of the imagination. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, it seems like in the 24-hour I'm beating on Katie Hill, but I'm not. I mean, if her name was Frances Smith and she was out at Ford, I'd be doing the same thing because the hypocrisy here is just so in your face. And they think that people are going to be afraid because she's a female to go after her. Doesn't matter what you are. Doesn't matter what sex you actually are, what you identify with. How fluid it is, how big you are, it doesn't matter. When you do something wrong and you don't take responsibility for it, that's bad. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. All right? I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged in the conversation, as well you should be. No, really. I do want you, again, I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you to be part of, as they say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealsci.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there on the website. So much happening, I hope. All right. So the whole week has been filled. I know. You guys, some of you guys want to talk about the impeachment. I get it. But you know what? Everybody and his brother's covering that. Right? And it's really funny that everything, you know, when it comes to these investigations, remember what I told you? Right? That the only thing that they would do when they got elected, when they got into the Congress, the only thing that they would do is investigate to impeach. That was going to be it, 24/7. Right? And they're changing all kinds of rules because they know it. 3 years they've been pumping away at this. They can't get anything on Trump. You know why? Because there's nothing there. And Schiff, Shifty Schiff, is so just, I don't know, obsessed with impeaching this president. I mean, think about it. They changed the whistleblower rule, so you didn't have to be an actual witness of it. You just had to hear about it. If that's the case, I could be a whistleblower on so many things, right? And again, the Republicans, and which means it can't be true because Republicans are saying it, they're talking about how the Dems are shredding all the rules when it comes to these kind of investigations. I don't know. I'm not part of the team. Right? And now we're looking for these Clinton Obama emails that the GOP want because they're citing it has so much information about Strzok and others. You think they'll get them? No, come on, really. You think they'll get him? Trump is threatening. I wish he would stop doing this. I wish he would just do it. Trump says that he wants to read the Ukraine call transcript in the televised fireside chat. I wish he would do it, but I wish he'd go further than that. I think he should read it and then say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to declassify all these investigations. We're going to declassify this stuff that they say, you know, hangs me or whatever the terminology is for the day, for the moment. I would do it all. I don't know what he's waiting for. There's nothing there to hang him. I mean, we've heard that over and over and over again. There's nothing there that'll get him in trouble. Just do it. Let them sweat it. Put it out on them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now listen, again, just so we're in some clarity here, right? This is just the latest of information. So Representative Katie Hill officially resigned today, but only after she voted for the impeachment investigation for Trump. Which, you know what's happening? Some of you who go, we knew this. They've been trying to do this since the day after he got elected, right? I mean, listen, that low IQ woman known as Maxine Waters, you know why I say low IQ? She wanted to impeach him before he was elected. I'm sorry. You're either an idiot, you're looking for votes, you're looking to pander to people. And if you really believe it, you have no place in Congress. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But let's get to it. So Katie, she decides today it's time. And the thing for me is not to embarrass Katie, but to show you how now the left is supporting her. The left, you know, they're coming after me. They want me in handcuffs. They want me thrown off my school board. They have said that I am now guilty of selling pictures or giving whatever, distributing, what they call that? Something porn, revenge porn or whatever. Katie, who we have proof of doing things, they want to give her a walk. If that isn't a double standard, if that doesn't send a chill up your spine, if that doesn't show you what they're truly all about, then you deserve what you get. You people in California, you deserve the explicit, you know, sex content in your K-6 curriculum. You deserve it. You deserve, not in all districts, but you deserve the low test scores, the laughable kids that we turn out at times from these schools. You deserve it. Until you decide to change what's happening in Sacramento, those of you that have been moved out of your homes, or you don't have electricity, therefore you don't have water, heat, or anything else, and you voted for these lunatics in Sacramento, you deserve it. As President Trump said, give Sacramento back to the Republicans. What have you got to lose? Your roads are already falling apart. Your dams are falling apart. Your kids are getting a lousy education. The state, even though it's got the fifth largest economy, he says he has a surplus. Gavin Newsom says we're healthy, we have a surplus, and he's begging for money. Doesn't sound like a surplus to me, and I can tell you from personal experience, they have a surplus because they've pushed so many mandates down to counties and school boards. So California, as beautiful as it is the new Venezuela in America on the West Coast. We have power outages at times, which means we only get water at times. We have internet outages when they tout that everybody has access to the internet. We have dirty air in some places. Democrats are in control. What's the problem? You know, you own it. Isn't that what they say to us? You own it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. When we come back, we will comment on and play the speech. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Head to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can be involved in the conversation, you can comment. There are so many things that you can do. Back in a few minutes. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter calls it an impeachment scam as the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232 to 196. Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leaning districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session on Capitol Hill, a former White House advisor tells lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine. Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, a guest on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer.
We know from President Trump and President Zelensky that neither have said that there was any pressure. President Zelensky said there was nothing from his side that caused him concern. We also know for a fact the Ukrainian government did not even know these discussions were going on until late August at the earliest, when this call took place on July 25th.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, for you Mystery Science Theater 3000 lovers, I'm going to play the resignation speech of Congresswoman, ex-Congresswoman, Katie Hill. Now, earlier I did a piece on the left and how they love to beat on people in the media and the right, legislators too. But just bear in mind there's a lot of things that went on in this case that have been going on for a long time and nobody wanted to deal with them. Congressman Steve Knight, to his detriment when it came to running for office, last time around, there were many things he didn't want to talk about. He didn't want to bring up. And he should have. He should have. I mean, again, you run your campaign the way you want to, but you know they're coming after you. They're bringing up your past. They're talking about your garbage, and people are buying into it. You should have done the same thing. We're supposed to shed light on these things. So Ms. Hill came up today and decided that it was all the men's fault. It was all a way to get back at her. It was all just orchestrated against her. And in essence, in the speech, she has done absolutely nothing wrong. Take a listen.
Shirk my responsibility for this sudden ending to my time here. But I have to say more because this is bigger than me. I'm leaving now because of a double standard. I'm leaving because I no longer want to be used as a bargaining chip. I'm leaving because I didn't want to be peddled by papers and blogs and websites used by shameless operatives for the dirtiest gutter politics that I've ever seen and the right-wing media.
Yeah. Wasn't she Was she in a coma during a Kavanaugh hearing? I'm curious. I'd have to ask.
To drive clicks and expand their audience by distributing intimate photos.
That might be a direct attack at yours truly, but let me tell you something, Mrs. Hill. I don't need you to expand my audience. I don't need this filthy story. I don't need all this garbage in my life to begin with. I got other things I'd like to do. And your actions were your actions. And if you don't know what's against the law, if you didn't understand what the ethics, you should have sat down and went through it to understand. Because the relationship you had with these people didn't start the day you got elected. It had been going on for a while.
Photos of me taken without my knowledge, let alone my consent.
Wait a minute. She's looking right at the camera in several of these pictures. How are they taken without your knowledge? I don't care what you do at home. It's one thing. If you had said these pictures were taken, they were of a personal nature, I never thought they'd get out there, well, then you'd be righteous and right. But to say you didn't know they were taken, I don't know. And the sexual entertainment of millions, look, even for those of you who saw those pictures, there was nothing sexual about them. Matter of fact, I got to tell you something. With the exception of a couple, you see more skin on a beach than you saw in those pictures. No, seriously. Go to your beach. Well, California beach, anyway. Go to a California beach in the summertime. There are more skin on that beach on any woman than we saw in those pictures.
For the sexual entertainment of millions. I'm leaving because of a misogynistic culture.
Well, there you go. Right? So it's all the men's fault. It's a misogynistic culture, and you have to go. I don't know why.
That gleefully consumed my naked pictures.
Right. We were excited about that. Let me tell you what. I was not excited about that. I was not interested at all. I was so gleeful, Mrs. Hill, so gleeful about those pictures that I sold them for $1 million a piece. I went out of my way to, according to the people that are covering for you, peddling them everywhere, which I didn't. That's just what the left leaners are saying. Nobody was gleeful about it. Nobody's gleeful about taking somebody down. Nobody's gleeful about getting somebody in trouble or any of that. And as I said, almost in any view I've done and in my own article, the pictures for me, in my mind's eye, were of no consequence. Not what it was about. You were having a relationship with one of your staff members. Whether you knew it was wrong at this point is a moot point. But here's the deal. Fess up that it was wrong. And you should either have stopped it. I don't even know how you could have fixed it. I have no idea because I'm not there. I wouldn't have had the resources you had. Now, I love this next line.
Capitalized on my sexuality and enabled my abusive ex to continue that abuse.
Now, again, in today's age, nobody cares about your sexuality. Because really, don't do that because it wasn't even about sexuality. You were in a trouble, so you were with a male and a female in a pseudo-marriage relationship. That's up to you. You guys want to live like that. That's all. Do it. Not my headache. Not my lifestyle. Most people have enough time dealing with one spouse. But again, this is all, and I said this. I said this to the people that posted some of these pictures and did what they did. You made her the victim. You took the focus away from what was really happening, and this is what this speech is all about. Because her soon-to-be ex-husband, and it's really funny because one of the texts goes out of its way to say that even the relationship she was having with the other woman, that other woman was fearful of her. The other woman didn't want to be treated like Hill was treating her ex-husband, soon-to-be ex-husband. So this is again, talk about airing dirty laundry. Talk about not stepping up. Talk about not taking responsibility. This generation of Democrats seems to be the generation of Democrats that refuse to take responsibility for anything they do.
This time with the entire country watching. I am leaving because of the thousands of vile, threatening emails, calls, and texts that made me fear for my life and the lives of the people that I care about.
Now, right here on national radio, if you're one of those people, one of those animals that sent her vile, nasty, hateful, and threatened her life, you should be arrested. You're playing right into their hands. You're doing something stupid. Don't do it. It's not right. And that is not any way to call this out. Do not do what they do. Go back to the Kavanaugh hearings. Don't do what they do. You don't like what she did. You don't like her lifestyle. Still none of your concern, really. But the lying and the denial is what you should be hanging on. That's it.
Today is the first time I've left my apartment since the photos, taken without my consent, were released, and I'm scared. I'm leaving because for the sake of my community, my staff, my family, and myself, I can't allow this to continue. Because I've been told that people were angry when I stood strong after the first article was posted, and that they had hundreds more photos and text messages that they would release bit by bit until they broke me down to nothing. Well, they used my faults and my past to distract from the things that matter most.
Agreed. There are things that matter more than who she's having sex with and when. Okay? Now, I don't know who threatened to release those. Right? But let me tell you what. Do you know how you take the fire out? Do you know how you stop it all? You tell the truth. We don't have to know what every pitch is about. We don't even have to know what every text is about. But as I said before, when you came out and lied, that's what put fuel on the fire. I can read texts right now from prominent, I wouldn't give their names, obviously, but prominent Democrats in the 25th are very disappointed and know what happened. So don't make it sound like it's just a right-wing thing, because it's not. There are people that are extremely disappointed in the way you carried yourself and what you did. And you're right, it does distract. You distracted from what mattered by not telling the truth. And you said your faults and the things you have wrong in your life. You know what? Again, it would have been Nancy Pelosi, your leader, says it's not the lie, it's the cover-up. And that's what you tried to do. It's the cover-up.
I'm leaving because there is only one investigation that deserves the attention of this country.
We'll find out what that investigation is right after the break. But I'm sure you already know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. You're paying attention. You know, there is just so much going on. There's so much we're dealing, or we're talking tonight about the Katie Hill. I won't say debacle, because that's such an overused word, but her resignation speech today. And I think for me, the irritant, the thing that was making me nuts, we'll talk more about this in a second, is again, another one not taking responsibility for anything they did, or do, for that matter. It's always somebody else's fault. So she wants to take the investigation away And I've already talked about this earlier this week. So if you want more information, just go to my website. You need to Google, like, Katie Hill, and then you'll find information on her. You'll find the show, some of the shows I've done, and laid out the timelines. Because in all fairness, in all reality, it's never going to be closed while it's being deflected. It's never going to be closed until she takes responsibility for some of the things that she did do. I mean, honest. So let's hear more of what she had to say. Let's hear how the speech of deflection, not resignation. She thinks right now the most important thing in this country is what they voted on today to start the impeachment investigation that they actually already started. They knew what they were doing was wrong. But they actually started, what, a couple of weeks ago?
And that's the one that we voted on today. Today I ask you all to stand with me and commit to creating a future where this no longer happens to women and girls. Yes, I'm stepping down.
Well, would that mean that you have to stop abusing or speaking negatively or scaring the woman that you have a relationship with? Because we have it in texts. So this is what I'm talking about being disingenuous. They are holier than thou. They do nothing wrong. And anything we do is wrong.
But I refuse to let this experience scare off other women who dare to take risks, who dare to step into this light.
You know what? I agree with you. I have two daughters. You should jump in. You should take risks. You should do the right thing. You should make sure that you're following the rules. You should make sure that you don't use the feminist or the feminine line to protect you from doing anything you want to do. So I agree with her. Nobody, male or female, nobody should be afraid of taking a risk. Nobody should be afraid, you know, of running for the running for office, doing the right thing, and sticking up, you know, for each other, if you would. But the men should do it. The women should do it. They should protect each other. Do not use the platform. Do not use this as a way to blame others for your shortcomings, which I feel is exactly what's being done here. No responsibility. It's misogyny. It's a right-wing smear job because I've done absolutely nothing wrong. And you know what? I have a lot of powerful women in my life. My wife is a powerful woman, a decisive woman. She doesn't scare me. I love that about her. I love that about my aunts. I have a few aunts that I have that are very strong-willed. Both of my daughters are very strong-willed. Doesn't scare me. I don't care. I think it's a wonderful trait to have.
Dare to be powerful. It might feel like they won in the short term, but they can't in the long term.
No, actually, see, that's a play on words. We lost. Everybody lost. You shouldn't have been elected to begin with. This stuff was known for a long time. People were afraid to say anything about it. People on your side of the aisle covered it up. We lost. People are getting mad at me for saying this. There were better Democrats in our district that could have taken that seat, could have held it, and done a good job. You were not ready for this seat. You were not mature enough for this seat. Sorry, it just is what it is. And that has proved out in those text messages, in your lifestyle in D.C., and I'm not talking about your sexual lifestyle, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and your lifestyle here in the Valley.
We cannot let them. The way to overcome this setback is for women to keep showing up, to keep running for office, to keep stepping up as leaders.
You know what's funny about all this? I consult on many campaigns, local and national and statewide. And the majority of the people I work with are women. Figure that one out. Hey, if I'm a Republican, and a conservative Republican, oh my God, a Christian conservative Republican, should I not want women in positions of authority? I work with some, I can tell you, and I've had them on the show. I work with some pretty strong women who are going to take their rightful places in some of these elected seats. And I am excited about it. I'm glad about it. I'm happy about it. And not because they're women, but because they're the right people for the jobs. See, I don't look at it as male and female, women. Everybody, anybody who believes that they should have these seats should step up and take those seats. And if a woman will do a better job than a man, so be it. Let's elect the woman. I hate the identity politics that you guys do. I hate it that we're doing it now in our party. You had the year of the woman. How'd that work out for you with Omar, AOC, Hill, Presley, Tlaib, just to name a few? See, you shouldn't be selling ideology. You shouldn't be pushing ideology. You should be pushing the best American for the job, no matter what kind of genitalia they have, no matter what they identify as. But you don't. And what's really funny is you got two white women, you got a bunch of white people running for president, and just in the local area that I'm in, we have a Latina, a Latino, a black woman. We have more diversity. You guys speak diversity. We actually work diversity. We actually have diversity. You just do a better job at bullpucking the people that are out and about you. Now, not all Dems. There's a lot of Dems that have your number. There are a lot of Dems that were making fun of the fact that two white women were running for office under diversity. And then when it got push came to shove, she came out as bisexual. That's diversity? How about the best person for the job? How about that? How about you find the best person for the job? If it's a female Latina, great. If it's a black woman, great. If it's a black guy, great. If it's an Asian person, great. All I want is an American who can pull the job off. Yes, I do not want someone who's here illegally, somebody who doesn't have their American citizenship. No, I don't want them in positions of authority. Any more than I don't know, I want a convicted criminal. Any more than I want a, whatever, it won't make a difference.
Because the more we show up, the less power they have.
What does she mean by we? Women? See, are we doing that again? The more women show up, we take the power away from the men. God, think about that. Just not that it's women. Think about the message.
I'm leaving, but we have men who have been credibly accused of intentional acts of sexual violence and remain.
You know what? Notice how she's not doing that. In the last, I don't know what it is, the last 5 years, 8 years, whatever. I can't tell you the years, but it's a short period of time. We've had 10 men, or I'm sorry, 10 legislators in D.C., you know, brought up on these kind of charges, right? Ethics charges. 9 of them were men. 1 was a woman. So I want you to think about something, right? Yeah, the men are dogs. There's no question about it. Or are they the only ones that are reported on a regular basis? I don't know. I don't have the stats in front of me. But this is a lot more than just it. I'm not going to get through this because I can't keep my mouth shut.
In boardrooms, on the Supreme Court.
Right. See, this is what strikes me. This is where she goes sideways and she has no credibility left whatsoever. She's talking about Kavanaugh. 2 people said they lied on him. She doesn't care about that. Neither do Dems. Someone said they weren't even there. Where's the professor? This is what I'm talking about. You let them get away with that narrative. This is why she doesn't belong in Congress. She's not honest. She's doing speaking points. She goes on to call Trump the worst guy in the Oval Office because the guy who was having sex with a 21-year-old intern, leaving stains on the carpet, he was great, wasn't he? And the worst of all is Trump, who has not had sex with y'all. Billy Bob Clinton, for those of you who won't talk about it, had sex multiple times with people that weren't his wife in the White House. Not once, but multiple times. And not just with Monica Lewinsky. But he's held up as a saint. This is disingenuous. The speech is disingenuous. And the Democrats who get behind this and applaud the comment about Supreme Court and Oval Office and others, you are disingenuous. And you are what the problem is with this country. Joe Bassini, your host. She'll sit on the real side. God bless. Thanks for being here. Have a great rest of the day. We're here all week. Stay with us. But we're leaving now. We'll be back tomorrow.